Collins remains on the ballot and has said only he was suspending his campaign. Republican leaders hope to use quirks in the state election law in the 7 days after the September 13th primary election to replace him. With whom? That was the decision the county chairs want to think about, now that lawyers have told them they have time, which in turn shortens the campaign for the possible replacement. Five of those interviewed are on the ballot for state legislature races, potentially threatening GOP control of the state Senate. Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu says he's not on the ballot and should be the choice.
I made a very strong case of why I should be the candidate, and it's their decision. I respect it. These chairs are in a really tough spot. They didn't ask for this. This was totally unexpected, but they're doing a very great job under very difficult circumstances. I mean, the political world just changed drastically when that earthquake hit at 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 8th.
It really is an earthquake. Taking a seemingly safe Republican congressional seat held by the first representative to back President Trump and possibly making it a toss-up. One county chair says if Collins remains on the ballot, he will probably win, although there would eventually be a replacement necessary. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.